It's the evening already. Students are done with their classes. People are done with their 9-to-5s. And everybody is rushing to get back home. Here I am waiting for a bus. And there it comes. It's pretty crowded. I really don't want to be in a mass of people getting all sweaty. But if I stay back and wait for another bus, it's going to take more than an hour to reach home. So I better get on this bus. So I get on the bus and elbows in and making my way. And here I am, almost at the middle of the bus, hanging on to a rod so that I don't push into people. And there you are. The moment I saw you, I know something clicked in my head. It wasn't that, you know, I just wanted to fuck you right then and there. It was more like something feral. I just needed to get close to you, like as close as I can. Like, I wanted to sniff you, I wanted to smell you, I wanted to feel the heat from your body onto mine. And I know you saw me, and I know you saw me. And I don't even know who you are. The moment I saw you, the moment you saw me, I could see that sparkle in you. I wanted to have you then and there in that bus. And the way that you turned around and stood facing me as if an invitation, to come and do whatever I want to do. And I couldn't help myself. I couldn't stop myself. Not only was it the sexiest thing I've seen, you're just turning around. Not was it only the sexiest thing I've seen. It was like this sudden hit of lust and of heat, and never felt this way. Like, I felt like you just touching me would probably make me come. And it was more embarrassing that you were just some random stranger that was just looking at me. But I wonder you. So I make my way straight, right in front of you, no inches, no centimeter distance between us. You pressed onto me, my tits almost reaching a chest, pressed against you, my tummy on yours, and that beating cock. Are you getting hard right now? Are you getting high? Just by standing so close to me? Will you let me kiss you? Will you let me choke you off? Will you let me take my hands, slowly put it down into your pants, make my way through your boxers, grab your semi-hard cock, and I start jerking it off? Is that what you want? Is that what you're throbbing against my pussy? Do you want my attention? And as if you know, as if you understand, that's what I want to do to you. You press your cock onto my pussy, all clothed, nothing naked, no nude. You just start dropping yourself onto me like on some pillow that's readily there for you to come. And at that moment, I did not care that I was pressed against another million people around me. That there were people sitting who could look at us and know what was happening right in front of them. In this crowded bus, anyone could catch us. anyone could berate us, anyone could embarrass us, but it all didn't matter. I just wanted to wrap my arms, and that's what I do. I wrap my arms around your neck. It doesn't matter. Everyone is in their own world. It's too crowded for anyone to notice. I wrap my arms around your neck. And I slowly get on my tippy toes and I kiss your neck. And I whisper in your ears that probably you wanted this to happen to you at least once. And I'm letting you know that you can do whatever you want to me. You can use me however you want. And all I want is you to get off. A stranger to stranger, there's no fucking strings attached. You can just fucking come at me and breed me and leave. And I wouldn't mind. I would love it, as a matter of fact. And I'll just wrap my arms around your neck and get on my tippy toes and kiss your neck, kiss your ears, kiss that cheek of yours and the other cheek and your forehead and your nose in the most daisy filmy way. At the moment I get to your lips, there's not even a second that I give you to take a long breath in. I just press my lips against yours and I start making out with you. I don't care if there's kissing sounds. I don't care if people are gonna stare. All I can feel is the heat. The fucking heat that's being created with us making out, me pressed against you, like that very feeling of my heart, the pulse rubbing against your body turns me on. Like that itself can make me come. Do you realize that? Like you don't even have to touch my pussy. You don't have to tease my pussy. Like you just being there and playing on the nipples is enough to make me come. And I can't stop fucking kissing you. Dig my long nails into the back of your neck and I grab onto a handful of your hair and I just scratch your scalp, the back of your neck, your back. I just want to put my hands inside your t-shirt and just scratch your back and just hug you so tight, like grab onto you like my life depended on it and just keep kissing you. And for the first time, us kissing, this is so magical. It's like I've known you for years. It's like, this is the kiss I was waiting for. It's like, I can't stop myself. I just want to keep going. I slowly make my way down to your neck and to your chest. And I tried to go lower than that, but it's not possible. You're already so pissed off that you won't need more. That you just grab onto me and you go under my clothes and start touching and pressing anything you can. You grab onto my tits like you need to balance on them. You grab onto my waist and press me against you. And then slowly, like no one's ever going to notice, you put your hands down my pants and down my undies. And there you are. There you are. Bare hand touching my wet, embarrassingly dripping pussy. And just for you moving your hand feels like the biggest tease I've felt in my life. Just your fingers moving through my slit. Just your fingers moving up and down. That itself is like physical stimulation. And then you bring up a knee. You bring up a knee. And you just keep it there. And I start grinding on it. I start grinding on the knee and thigh of your face. I start riding it. Like a needy, needy, needy little child. It feels so good. It feels so good to drop myself against you. So, all the while you just look down on me. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to tell me that this is where I belong and you finding pleasure from you. Pleasing you on the way. Oh my god, this is so good. I don't care if anyone sees, I don't care if I can't do it. I want to get on my knees and I want to suck you off. I want you to unbutton that pants of yours. I want you to pull it down. I want your thick, throbbing cock out on this crowded bus right there. Staring at me, waiting to feel the back of my throat, and knowingly, like you knew that's what I wanted, you just grab your cock out, and I don't care, okay? I don't care what can happen if someone sees. I grab onto your cock and start stroking it real good. And somehow, I get on my knees. I'm not even all the way there. I'm pressed onto paper and somehow I get to your cock. I take it in my mouth and the first thing is I want to taste it. I want to taste you like I tasted your mouth. And I want to taste it. This ecstasy I feel looking up at you, teary eyed, spit dripping down my lips, dripping down your cock. My flavor and your flavor mixing together. As cheesy as it sounds, I just want to keep sucking on your cock. A fucking lollipop as much as I can, whenever I can, wherever I can. I just want to rub the tip of your cock, the cock head on my lips, and put all of that saliva and the pre-cum like the cloth, and then beat that fat cock on my face. You just pull your cock out of my mouth and you make me get up. You pull me up, you turn me around, and you push me onto some woman's back, threaten me against them, and you just lift up my top and pull down my pants. And I know what's coming next. I know what's coming next, and I knew it. I knew that you were going to breed me right then and there. I knew by the force you wanted yourself inside me that you didn't care if it would hurt or not. You just wanted to be inside me. And as soon as you turned me around and you lifted up my top, the first thing you do is take a good look and give my fat ass a fucking spank like that. You hear that? You hear that? Any other day, any other place, I would have just kneeled down and begged you to fucking smack me and turn both of my cheeks rosy red. And then I was ready, dripping, all lubed up myself for you to just fucking ruin me and fucking breed me. I can't be more ready. Here I am, waving my ass up in the air, begging for you to take me. And like I said, you just open up that slit and you just fucking go in all the way in one go. Let me start fucking. And I grab on to the pool. I grab on to some lady's side and try to not make a lot of noise, but I can't. Oh my God, that I would be a drooling mess, a fucking thoughtless bimbo on a fucking public bus, getting used by you, getting taken by you, getting fucked hard by you, among all these people. I know people know what's going on. I know there are women rubbing their pussies without anyone noticing. I know there are men proudly and openly rubbing themselves, wishing that it was them who got to fuck me. But don't forget, I chose you. I wanted you inside me the moment I saw you. The moment I got on this bus, the first thing I wanted was you all on me and inside me. see, it's fucking anxiety. I want you to go harder. Stop, stop, stop. I want you to pull out. And the next time you put your cock inside me, I want you to fuck me the roughest and the hardest you've ever fucked. I don't care if everyone in this bus gets to know. I don't care if they record this and fucking put it anywhere. I don't go if this kid, if this video goes viral. I just want you inside me. Stop teasing me like that. You can't just rub your cock. Oh god. It takes all and everything in my power to not push myself back into your cock and have you inside me. I'm ready for you to fuck the life out of me. I'm ready for you, baby. Oh my god. Yourself out. I want you to fuck my thighs for a while because that was a lot. Yes, yes, like that. Oh, that feeling of you rubbing against my pussy. God, I just want to turn it around. That's what I'm going to do. Turn around and grab that beautiful, beautiful face of yours and drop it all over my tits. I don't care. I don't care if anyone can see. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, that face. That beautiful face. Oh, I want you to suck my tits for the rest of my life. I want to breastfeed you. And I want to drink every last drop of the cum. Every time I make you cum. Oh, and I want you to suck my tits. And fuck me, and fuck me, and fuck me. Oh my god. I want you to fuck me. Why do you suck on my tits? I want you to fuck me while you suck on my tits. I want you to be inside me while I choke you. Press my tits on your face. You know what I mean? The harder you fuck, the less time I choke you. Do you want to breathe? Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder if you want to breathe. Fuck me harder if you want to breathe. Fuck me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Don't stop. I want you to fuck me till you come. I want you to fuck me till you come. Yeah, yeah. You come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Breathe 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 me. Shooting like a fucking jet inside me. Don't pull out, don't pull out, don't pull out. Don't pull out yet, don't pull out yet. so soft. You come out of me. Slowly, there's no rush. It's not like I didn't miss my stop already. It's fuck. You can be inside me until the last stop of the bus. I don't care if the bus is getting less crowded. I don't care if you're putting on a show for free. I don't care if you want to put your clothes back on. I want you inside me, stuffing me, load after load, load after load.